If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Michael Vick at BetUS.com. Catch an incredible 125% sign-up bonus on your first 3 deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. BetUS, my online sportsbook and casino.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody. A special football 24/7 edition back with Xander Krause. I'm Xander Krause. That's John McMullen, Eagles beat reporter. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Johnny Mack was not at practice today, so full disclosure, neither of us were at the joint practice today, going off the reports of our other beat reporters. But Johnny Mack, anything that you took away from what you saw, just to keep it quick here and give the update to the viewers. Of what stood out to you from the other reports that came.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is Cooper DeJean is back.
Yeah,
so, one practice before I thought he would be back. So if you go back to what I've been reporting, 3 weeks today was 20 days. So he beat it by one day, at least getting back to individual work. And that's going to be a big positive moving forward. Evidently, you said after practice, and I'm glad you said, full disclosure for those who weren't watching Birds 365, I didn't make the trip to Foxborough, so I don't pretend to be one of those guys who saw the practice and did that. I don't like that, so I want to be very, very honest about it. But Cooper's back. And from what I saw from some of the people I trust, now he's not back in team drills yet. N'Kobe Dean was in the starting lineup. So you see the start of that sea change from the Baltimore game and linebacker. That to me is a big thing. And from all accounts, the Eagles kind of dominated a bad football team. No surprise there. And they showed up and they did. A lot of Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, which, again, I think you should be prepared for, because when you got two players like that, you're not going away from them to go away from them. You're going to keep feeding them the football until somebody stops it. So I think that's a positive. And I saw they got a wheel route to Saquon Barkley, which is very positive, because I don't think that's been successful once since the spring when they're going against their own defense. So to get that going is certainly something. you can stick in your back pocket. And as we expected, the Patriots don't have a lot of playmakers, so decent day for the Eagles defense as well.
Yeah, sounds like a decent day. I saw some motion out there on that Saquon Barkley wheel route. John, back to Cooper DeJean though for a second. Good to see him back out on the field. Didn't participate, as you mentioned, in team drills, but did the individual drills. You know, with a guy like that, Johnny Mack, he just mentioned in his, I guess he spoke with reporters after the practice, it's realistic to see him maybe in that third preseason game. You know, I'm wondering how quick they can ramp him up, John. And the reason I say that is, you know, when you have a coordinator like Vic Fangio, I think it's a little different versus if you have a coordinator that wants to, you know, give him time. It's like if he gets out there and he's healthy and he's playing good, or he's like the best slot corner, Vic Fangio is going to put him out there and probably ramp him up pretty quick. I'm wondering how quick, you know, he could get ramped up just because of Vic Fangio, where if he's playing good, Vic's going to get him out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of the reason why I've been trying to get Quinyon back outside, because I thought, you know, Cooper would be back and maybe not ready for week one, but at least early in the season. And that seems to be sort of unfolding. And, you know, that's where you're going to be anyway, hopefully 4 or 5 games into the season. So why not try to get there to begin with, has always been my thought process. I did ask Vic, not at his last press conference, but the one before that, you know, when Cooper comes back, will his mentality change with Quinyon? And he said maybe, which in Vic parlance means yes.
Exactly.
So I think that's all positive. And if you can get, look, you need N'Kobe on the field, not Zach Bond. You need Quinyon Mitchell outside. And I think the Eagles are getting closer to that realization. Not that N'Kobe's great. He's just the best of what you have. And not that Quinyon's not going to have hiccups on the outside, because he certainly is. But I think that's his best position. And ultimately, he's going to be the guy for the Eagles outside. So I never understood sort of pumping the brakes on that future.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Just to give people a little update on what happened at practice. Jalen Hurts, for those who care about the practice stats, you may or may not.
I was getting back to Philadelphia. No interceptions. Yay!
24-28 today. 1 touchdown, 0 ints. Our man Elliot Short Parks from WIP puts that up every single day. And he said, look, he had another great practice. I don't care so much about the stats, but I do care about, you know, how Jalen looks in the offense. And when you're playing a different defense, I do think that is at least somewhat beneficial, right, to a guy that's, you know, gone through 12 practices versus his own defense, you know, might start to know what's coming. Now you get a different defense and you're able to still kind of get the ball in the right spot. And obviously, apparently, he had some very good throws out there to AJ, to Devontae, and a wheel route to Saquon Barkley. So good stuff there. John, you mentioned the linebackers. Trotter Jr. got some runs with the ones again, and he got the first interception of the day. I thought that was pretty good to see, you know, versus an opposing defense. It's going to be interesting to see, man, what they do with these linebackers.
Yeah, I would not be surprised, as I said, by, say, midseason, if the Eagles' starting linebackers are not N'Kobe Dean and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I think that's the way we're heading. And again, not that that's great. I think maybe ultimately that's going to be the best way they can go at that particular position until, you know, Howie admits maybe he's got to put a few more assets into it, and we'll see if that ever happens. I was checking out, you know, some of Mike Rice's stuff, who covers the Patriots, because I like to see the other view. It seems like the Pats struggled in pass protection. So that's good news. Saw some Bryce Huff notes. So, you know, for the people looking for Bryce Huff, you know, he did some things today. That's a positive. So, and that's where I kind of thought Bryce would be, when he, you know, you start, you don't have to go against Lane Johnson, all of a sudden you start making plays, and maybe that's going to be the case with Bryce Huff. So a lot of positives. Negatives, I saw Mike report that Drake May started 9 of 9.
Yeah,
before there were some pass pro issues. So that's, you know, the Eagles have given up large completion percentages throughout camp to Jalen, and that seems to have at least continued against, you know, not the greatest offense in the world. But, you know, that a lot of that is the byproduct of this scheme and willing to give up stuff underneath that you've seen it for 3 years now. So that probably isn't going to change all that much. And I'm sure people aren't going to be happy with that if that continues to be the case. So not all positive, but mostly positive.
Yeah, good stuff. I did see the Patriots, a couple of Patriot beat reporters as well, putting out there that the defensive line of the Eagles was really just kind of running train on that offensive line. They could not stop them. And John mentioned they struggled in pass pro. Andrew DiCecco from Inside the Birds, one of my favorite beat reporters, friend of Birds 365, friend of Jacob Sports, he tweeted out, on the defensive side, I focused most of my attention today. I thought edge Bryce Huff had a strong practice. He registered a sack and made some physical plays against the run. So, Johnny Mack said he did some things. That's what you hear. Bryce Huff did have a sack today in practice. So overall, good stuff from him. John, do you put much stock into the defensive line beating up on an offensive line like that? I mean, I know they're not a great team, but it's still an NFL offensive line, a first team out there. And it really sounds like they couldn't handle the Eagles' D-line. You know, we've had questions on this defense. We've talked about the edge. We've talked about, you know, the guys in the middle. And I think it's good news that they're getting pressure and that they're you know, working around an offensive line. Maybe it's just the Patriots, but still, I think that's a positive thing that the defensive line is creating that much pressure.
No, yeah, I mean, I said that pretty consistently. I mean, I don't think people give enough credit to going against the Eagles' offensive line. There aren't too many offensive lines in the conversation with the Eagles, at least the starting five. And maybe Detroit, maybe Cleveland, a couple others. And, you know, when you get to an average offensive line or a below average offensive line, I think the Eagles' defensive front remains the strength of this team. And they're going to dominate in those types of situations. So that's what you want, because you need to make up a little bit from the deficiencies of at linebacker and some of the youth in the secondary. And yeah, that defensive front has got to be – they got to be the ones making plays. And I think
– Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
They're capable of doing it against an average offensive line. I think they're going to be, you're going to see Bryce Hupp dominate. You're going to see Jalen Carter dominate.
Yeah.
And that was the first sign of it today.
Yeah, so there was two interceptions for the Eagles defense today. They forced two turnovers. I mentioned the one was Jeremiah Trotter Jr. The other one was Zach Bond. But the interesting thing to note on the Zach Bond interception was, and this is from Elliot Shore Parks again, tweets, N'Kobe Dean just broke up a touchdown in the end zone, breaking it up and causing an interception by Zach Bond. Huge play there. So good news. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, it sounded like he was maybe – a little bit better in pass coverage today. I'm looking for him to kind of take that next step forward there. And as you've pointed out all summer and, you know, all through the training camp, you're still thinking he's going to be the starting linebacker come day one. So we'll see, you know, what happens there. But I did think that that was positive that N'Kobe Dean made a play in coverage, you know, versus, you know, against the run.
Yeah. And, you know, I go back to the preseason game. I think N'Kobe played really well in Baltimore. I think Ben Van Sumeren played pretty well in Baltimore, very well in Baltimore. And I think Jeremiah Trotter played pretty well in Baltimore. So I think all those guys are coming when you talk about not only Zach Bond, but also Devin White. And I think the more Vic gets to see them play, I think they'll close that gap a little bit more each and every day, each and every week. I do expect week one to be Devin White and N'Kobe Dean. And ultimately, I expect it to be N'Kobe Dean and Jeremiah Trotter. I've turned that corner. That's what I expect it to be. I don't know if it's week eight, week five, somewhere in that range between week five, week eight. I think that's the way you're going to go. I think that's the way you're going to have to go. Not that it's good. I'm not trying to say it's good, but we talked about it a little bit with Les Bowen this morning, Bill Colarulo. You know, they got some issues at linebacker.
Yeah, we'll see what they end up doing there. I do think it's positive on Trotter Jr. And by the way, just to follow up on that, I mentioned he had the interception, and it was, you know, this is Elliot again, just reading off his account. Trotter jumped the route and picked off Brissett. So it's not like it was a tip ball. It sounds like he made a great play in coverage. So that's positive
And that's the starting quarterback right now.
Yeah, right.
Not that he's great, but it's a starting quarterback for now. Obviously, they'll probably get to Drake May sooner rather than later. But, you know, Jacoby's played a lot, so he knows how to play. He's a good backup. He's been a good backup. And that's impressive. And Jeremiah Trotter continues to go in the right direction, whereas, you know, this is it. This was day 12 of Eagles practice.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that it wasn't Devin White and Zach Bond. It was Devin White and N'Kobe Dean. And I think the rotations, though, have been increasing over the past week or so.
Yeah, and you've been pointing that out since the jump when they started to ramp N'Kobe up.
Yeah. And Jeremiah's gotten first-team reps. Ben's gotten first-team reps, and that seemed to continue today, at least from some of the reports I saw. But so all those guys are in the mix, and I think the backups are starting to catch up to the starters, if I put that in quotation.
Yeah, so by all means, today it looks like the Eagles won the practice, if that's how you want to quantify it. The Eagles did look better than the Patriots from most of the beat reporters who were there. Just a few more notes here before we get out of Dodge. John, thanks for checking in with us. Quinyon Mitchell had a really good series of reps. Apparently, he looked pretty good. There was one video floating around of him locking up somebody, which was pretty good to see. Brandon Graham registered a sack in 11-on-11s. Remember, these aren't real sacks. They're kind of just when the play is blown dead. Nolan Smith registered a sack, and Jalen Hurts looked really sharp. And then one play, somebody asked about Jordan Davis in the chat. Jordan Davis, the only thing I saw from him is that he forced Brissett out of the pocket on one play. So I guess that means he's getting pressure up the middle. But overall, you know, that's really it. Not much else that came from practice. There are some videos floating around out there on social media. There was a bunch of people at practice watching it. So definitely check them out. Johnny Mac, thanks for checking in today, man. Any other closing thoughts on what you saw on the joint practice that you want to mention?
I did see BLG, our buddy Brandon Lee Gowton, say he might bet the under on the Patriots for the win. So evidently it did not look good for the Patriots. So evidently it was a impressive performance by the Eagles, and I think ultimately that will be forgotten very quickly, and it should be. But the positive, the big positive, Cooper DeJean back and close to getting back in the team drills, thinks he can play in that third preseason game. And also Paris Campbell. Did we mention Paris Campbell was back in at least a limited fashion, and, you know, trying to lock down that wide receiver three role? But also, look, this is AJ and Devontae's offense. So, you know, if you have, to use the NBA analogy, if you have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson when at the top of their game, you keep feeding them. You don't try to get Draymond Green involved. He's picking up the garbage, and that's what you need. You need role players around the superstars.
Yep, no doubt about it. John, you didn't see anything on N'Kobe Dean today, did you? Or not N'Kobe, Devin White, excuse me. Devin White.
Just about the rotation. So yeah, at one point, Devin started with N'Kobe Dean. I know at one point, and I think it was Brandon, I think it was BLG, said in the red zone, the interesting pairing of it was N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond in the red zone. So for the first time, he's not getting all the first team reps, but he's still getting the vast majority. So I think people are catching up to him, but he's still by far the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, good stuff there. A couple other reports before we get out of here. Mark Daniels, who's a reporter for the Patriots coverage for Mass Live, he tweeted out Drake May was sacked five times.
Five
on his
times.
Last six dropbacks to end practice. That's not good. So we'll talk to
him. By the way, you talk about that. You talk about it also broke after Birch 365 that J.J. McCarthy needs to have meniscus surgery.
Yes.
I'm always amazed. These teams draft these top 10 quarterbacks, and they put them behind garbage offensive lines. And
crazy,
John. You know, it's amazing to me. It's amazing. Like, if you're going to draft a quarterback in the top 10, you better spend significant assets on the offensive line to protect those guys, or you have no shot. No shot.
Yep, for sure. No doubt about it. Brooks Kubina from The Athletic, we've had him on the show before, tweeted out. Also, Lane Johnson, John, spoke. You're going to like this one. I think you may have saw it. Lane Johnson spoke, and he said, if there's a name that's consistently rising, it's Darian Kennard. Johnson's been impressed with him playing tackle.
Like the whole game in Baltimore.
Yeah, so Darian Kennard impressed Lane Johnson, and then he spoke about Kelsey being gone. But AJ spoke. He talked about Pat's cornerback, Christian Gonzalez. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. AJ spoke very highly of Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, he did.
So he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. And you saw Devontae. I think was that Christian Gonzalez that Devontae Smith burned on that video?
I don't know. I did not see that, but he's really good. He was really good at the start of his rookie season, but got injured. And you know, when AJ talks about corners, it generally means that it generally means they're really good in press coverage. Because he doesn't respect guys who aren't good in press coverage. So that if the Patriots fans out there want some positives, that's a positive.
Yeah, good stuff. It was Gonzalez in that video, John. You got to check that out. Devontae Smith runs a pure route on him, and he just had him.
Devontae's a good route runner.
So. Yeah, I mean, he is a tremendous route runner, man. He is smooth. But all right, that's going to do it for our practice recap today. Coming up in 10 minutes on the channel, the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. He'll discuss more of the practice. I'll be on with him at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. John, thanks for checking in for an extra hit today. I know you weren't down there, and I know that's tough on you when you don't get to see everything live and in person. So I get it, but we appreciate you being here and checking in with the report for us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365, right, man?
All right, thanks, Andrew.
All right, thanks, everybody. Hit that like button on your way out. Appreciate everybody being here. A lot of people watching, so thank you guys for being in here. Smash that like button, and we'll be live really for a good next portion of the day. So stay tuned on the channel, everybody. We'll see you over there on National Football Show.
EAGLES Eagles.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants.
Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People. AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.